The Supervisor Programming Model. I am writing a free program for non-programmers to learn programming and succeed as a programmer. It is a visual programming language that will employ a slightly modified actor model to make things go. Everything in the world of supervisor programming is composed of virtual people, often called actors. So it's easy to reason about, especially for newcomers. The most important kinds of people are the supervisors, as they help you sketch your program out and later on make it resilient, self-healing, and easy to reason about. For example, you wake up in the morning deciding that you need new workout music. Eurodance 1994, for example. So you open up your program and drop three supervisors on the canvas. You name the first Scraping Supervisor. Scraping is a way of extracting data from web pages or text. The second, Download Supervisor. And the third, Storage Supervisor, as in file storage. You rename the output port of Scraping Supervisor to MP3 URL and the output port of Download Supervisor to Temporary File Path. Now you drag a line connecting MP3 URL to Download Supervisor's input port. And a line connecting Download Supervisor's temporary file path to Storage Supervisor's input port. You have just mapped out your entire program. It does not have any functionality yet, but you know where to add it. In the worker port of Scraping Supervisor, you add a web page file scraper worker. It will ship with the program. These are common enough functions. But also, they can be rather easily programmed with Cheerio and Fetch. The worker code is easily customizable. But even more interestingly, the AI we have today can totally program the workers for you. I just asked it to do that, and I'm just about ready to cry. Screw rocket packs and flying cars. We needed a programming AI. I asked, write me a web page scraper that uses Node Fetch and Cheerio to scrape HTML for a particular file extension. The AI decided to scrape for PDF files, and at a glance, it has programmed everything perfectly. If something did get broken, asking it again would absolutely make it work. The code looks perfect. Supervisors are not really customizable, but workers do have a code editor where you can paste code in. You won't have too much trouble expanding your own worker library with just free AI. I used the free 4.0 mini variant. So don't worry who will make all the workers. The users will. And I will ship this library with a lot of them as is. Please note that I attached full AI response to the end of the text version of this poem. To the worker port of Download Supervisor, you add a URL download worker, which will ship with the system, and you add a file save worker configured to save files to your music directory to the worker port of Storage Supervisor. And finally, check a little red pill box on the Scraping Supervisor. That is the poison pill option. Meaning that once all the MP3 files are collected by the Scraping Supervisor, It will send a packet of information containing not a URL, but a poison pill. First, to its webpage file scraper workers, then to Download Supervisor and eat it itself. The Download Supervisor will first pass the pill to its workers and then storage, and again, eat it. And then the storage will end its workers and itself, terminating your program run with a cheerful little beep. I have nothing else to really add to this. This is an incredible model based on the actor model, but one that relies on the beautiful and terse JavaScript emitters. And the entire reason why I'm even talking about this is that in the last 3 days, I made advancements in visual programming and needed an equally beautiful programming model. Even I didn't expect that the actor model can be upgraded to look this amazing. It is really all about the supervisors, because actors themselves didn't really do all that much. Actors are pretty much event emitters, it's not that big of a deal. But the supervisors being able to relaunch failed workers? That creates resilience, and a pretty good reason to employ such a model in general purpose programming. If a download will fail, a worker will send an error to the supervisor and possibly quit after a couple of retries. The supervisor will wait a little bit and launch a new worker. This is a self-healing system that makes use of multiple cores by design and has just about the simplest and most pleasant user interface in the world. It does not matter if you are in kindergarten or in a retirement home. Please begin learning programming today. Choose JavaScript. JavaScript is beautiful and comes with many video tutorials.